Sebastian.
Walt? Sebastian.
Looks like we all know each other's names, so that's good. So you got any special plans for tonight?
Nah.
Oh, because I just heard you invite someone to a party. Assuming one you're having.
We should go.
No, it's fine. Walt and I are going to a party tonight in the city, so I don't care. Just think it's weird you didn't invite me.
But you wanted me to.
Well, it wouldn't have been polite.
Look, Carrie, it wouldn't have been polite. It would have just been awkward. We both know that.
Yeah.
Just trying to be honest.
Of course. Right. Well, we should go. I believe Sebastian's renting out the diner for a Halloween party. I can't even escape him in here. Oh, if he had any decency, he'd switch schools.
Yes, he would. Selfish jerk.
Seriously.
Wait, I'm confused. You guys don't even feel a little bad for Sebastian?
No. Why would we?
Because Carrie snooped through all of his private legal files and told us all that he slept with his teacher?
Well, this is what we do. We get our hearts broken and then we demonize the guys who broke up with us. Don't worry, I'm not bad-mouthing you yet.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I know I made a mistake, and I wanted to talk to Sebastian about it. Except he was like, discussion's over, I'm out. I mean, is it my fault he wouldn't even talk about it?
And what kind of a guy does that? A jerk.
That's what kind.
I say good riddance. If you were still dating Sebastian, you'd have to spend Halloween with him.
Now you are footloose and fancy free.
And you totally love footloose.
You know, this is the